For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team will open up the playoffs this weekend. They'll take on the Michigan Tech Huskies. We're joined by freshman forward Eric Martin out of Calgary. Eric, as the season has gone on, coach has given you some different roles. You're on one of the power play units. You're seeing more consistent ice. You're scoring a little bit. As the year's gone on, has the game slowed down? Has it gotten any easier for you?
Yeah, 100%. I think when I first got here, I think it was a bit of an adjustment coming from junior to college hockey. It's just a much faster game. The guys are bigger, and I think it definitely took me a little bit of time to adjust, but no, I feel like it's definitely slowed down for me. I'm feeling more and more confident out there every single game. So, no, I'm just feeling better every game.
I've really felt bad for all the freshmen in all the sports. I mean, freshman year is hard to begin with. Now let's throw all this other nonsense of COVID into it too. How have all of you guys kind of banded together and helped each other through it?
Yeah, I think the seven of us freshmen, like sometimes it gets kind of boring just sitting in the dorms. You know, there's not much to do. We can't really go anywhere, but, you know, we stick together. We find things to do, and we all just kind of hang out in Birch Hall together, and we have a good time.
You guys wrap up the regular season with a bunch of games stacked on top of each other. You go from Minnesota State, number one team in the conference, a fast pace, up and down, let's go offensively style. Then you got the second place team in the standings, Lake State, one of the better defensive teams in the conference. What's it like to go from one extreme to the other with those two teams in just a couple of days?
Yeah, I think that's something I've kind of learned playing in this league is that you never really know what you're going to get any given night. Every team's going to be working hard. Every team's got a game plan. And I mean, playing like Mankato, I mean, there's barely any time and space out there. I mean, quick plays, same thing with Lake State. I mean, when you get a chance, you got to bear down and score. So, no, it's definitely been an adjustment.
You scored a good goal against Lake Superior State in that second game. Unfortunately, you guys lost that game, but it was an unbelievable pass from Lucas Sillinger. I'm not sure how he even got that thing to you. You had a horrible angle to shoot at, but yet you buried it. Take us through that play. What all happened?
Yeah, Lucas just made a great play, froze everyone on the ice and just slid that over to me. And that's something we practice all the time, me and him. So just felt like a routine shot, and just, you know, it was hell of a pass by him.
Have you always had that kind of a shot? Accurate, quick release, everything that you needed to on that one?
I don't know. I think it kind of comes and goes. I've been working on it a little bit lately, though, just so I can get those shots off on the power play. So hopefully I can get another one here.
Your power play has been a little sporadic this year. It looks really good, even when you're not scoring. What's it going to take to score a few more? Because come playoff time, special teams wins you games.
I think sometimes we just got to put pucks on net. I think even me just specifically, I think sometimes I try to just make like a cute play, and when I just have a clear lane to the net, and I can just put it on net. So I think just stick to the basics, and we'll get some more.
The series against Michigan Tech a few weeks ago, Zach Driscoll made 80 saves on the weekend. You won both. Obviously, you don't want your goalie making that many saves each night. Defensively, even as forwards, how much better do you guys need to play here come playoff time?
Much better for sure. And I think we know Michigan Tech, they when they get cycling down low and they get working, and I mean, they got a lot of chances against us, a lot of shots against us that one weekend. So, no, we definitely know we need to dial it in defensively and be on our A game.
All right, I got to ask. If you go to bsubeavers.com and you click on the men's hockey roster, there's your mugshot, your headshot. That is one of the most stylish jackets I think I've ever seen in a player mugshot. Have you always been a stylish guy, or
I got a couple fancy suits, I'd say, but no, that was my grad suit, so I still wear it to this day.
Who is the most stylish guy on this team?
I don't know. I think Ross has got some pretty good style. When I see him come in the rink, he's always looking real good.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.